Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our Prayer Room Ministry. And I'm so delighted to be back on our radio broadcast on tonight for our Bible study, the study of God's Word on tonight. I just give God reverence, who is my life, to Apostle Deans in his absence, and to all of you, my brothers and sisters in Christ. I just thank and praise God for this opportunity to be back, to be here tonight by the grace of God. We're going to get ready to open up our Bible class, call our Bible study to order on tonight. We're going to have a short devotion. We're going to have a scripture, a song, and a prayer. And we're going to go into the Word of God. Tonight's scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 30. Psalms 30. I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up and hast not made foes to rejoice over me. O Lord, my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. For his anger endureth but a moment, in his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And in my prosperity I said, I should never be moved. Lord, by the favor that thou hast made my mountain to stand strong, thou didst hide thy face, and I was troubled. I cried to thee, O Lord, and unto the Lord I made supplication. What profit is there in my blood when I go down to the pit? Shall the dust praise thee? Shall it declare thy truth? Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. Lord, be thou my helper. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness. To the end of my glory may sing praises to thee and not be silent. O Lord, my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever. I have just read you Psalms 30 in its entirety. We're going to listen to a short song, and then we're going to have prayer.
Hey!
for just $39 a month.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace on tonight, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come right now, God, confessing and repenting, asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on tonight. Father, we just come thanking and praising you, God. We come magnifying your holy name tonight, God. And we just give you glory, God. We give you praise on tonight. And we just thank you, God, for everything, God. And we thank you on tonight. We bless your name, God. And we bless your name, God. And we lift your name up, God. We just give you glory. Hallelujah. We give you praise on tonight. And Father, we just come now, God, asking you right now, God, and to just set the atmosphere, God, for our Bible class on tonight. And I ask you right now to let your power fall tonight, God. And in the name of Jesus, I ask you to open up our understanding, our minds, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And in the mighty name of Jesus, we dependent on you, God, and to open us up so we can receive your word, and that you would open our heart, that we would receive your word, God. And in the name of Jesus, then I ask you to let me decrease, God, that the Holy Ghost may increase them. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I surrender tonight. And I ask you to let me move from myself, God, and move me from self, that the Holy Spirit of God will minister to us on tonight, God. And in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just bless your name. We give you praise. We give you glory. We honor you, God. We ask all these things, and we bind the strong man tonight. We bind up that devil tonight. We bind up the strong man right now, God, and we bind him up, God, and we cast him out, and we command the devil to go now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we bind him up, every witch, every wizard, every warlock, every psychic. We bind you up now, you demon from hell. We bind you up. In the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus is against you. And from our lives and from this radio broadcast, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen. And we thank and praise God on tonight for this opportunity. We give God praise and glory. So we're at the end of Exodus. I'm going to read, starting with chapter 38. And he made the altar of burnt offering of shittim wood, 5 cubits was the length thereof, and 5 cubits the breadth thereof. It was 4 square and cubits the height thereof. And he made the horns thereof on the 4 corners of it. The horns thereof were of the same, and he overlaid it with brass. And he made all the vessels of the altar, the pot and the shovels and the basin and the flesh hook and the fire pans, all the vessels thereof made he of brass. And he made for the altar a brazen grate, a network under the compass thereof beneath unto the midst of it. And he cast 4 rings for 4 ends of the grate of brass to be placed for the staves. And he made the staves of shittim wood and overlaid them with brass. And he put the staves unto the rings on the side of the altar. And he bare it with all. He made the altar hollow with boards. And he made the laver of brass and the foot of it of brass, and of the looking glasses of the women assembly, which assemble at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And he made the court on the south side, the hangings of the court, where the fine twine linen, 100 cubits. The pillars were 20, and their brazen sockets 20. The hooks of the pillar and their fillet were of silver. And for the north side of the hangings were 100 cubits. Their pillars were 20, and their sockets of brass 20. The hook of the pillar and their fillets of silver And for the west side were hangings of 50 cubits, their pillars 10 and their sockets 10, the hooks of the pillars and their fillets of silver. And for the east side, east was 50 cubits. The hanging of the one side of the gate were 15 cubits, their pillars 3 and their sockets 3. And for the other side of the court gate on this hand and that hand were hanging of 15 cubits, their pillars 3 and their sockets 3. All the hangings of the court round and about were the fine twine linen, and the sockets for the pillars were of brass, the hooks of the pillars and their fillets of silver, and the overlaying of their chapters of silver, and all the pillars of the court were fillets with silver. And the hanging for the gates of the courts were needlework of blue and purple and scarlet and fine twine linen, and 20 cubits was the length, and the height and the breadth was 5 cubits answerable to the changing of the court. And their pillars were 4, and their sockets of brass 4, silver, and the overlaying of their chapters and their fillet of silver. And all the pins of the tabernacles and of the courts round and about were of brass. This is the sum of the tabernacle, even the tabernacle of testimony, as it was counted according to the commandments of Moses, for the service of the Levite by the hand of Ithamar, son of to Aaron, the priest, and Bezalel, the son of Uriah, the son of Hur, the tribe of Judah, made all the Lord commanded Moses. And with him was Aholibah, son of Ahisamach, of the tribe of Dan, an engraver in a cunning work, in all embroidery, in blue and in purple and in scarlet and fine linen, in the gold and that was occupied for the work and all the work of the holy place. Even the gold of the offering was 29 talents and 750 shekels after the shekel of sanctuary, and the silver of them that were numbered of the congregation was 100 talents and 1,700 and 315 shekels after the shekel of the sanctuary. In Abika, for every man that is half a shekel after the shekel of the sanctuary, for everyone that went to be numbered from 20 years old and upward, for 600,000 and 3,550 men. And of the 100 talents of silver were cast the sockets of the sanctuary and the sockets of the veil, 100 sockets of the 100 talents and a talent for a socket, and of the 1,700 sockets, 70 and 5 shekels, he made hooks for the pillars and overlaid their chapters and filleted them. And the brass of the offering was 70 talents and the 2,400 shekels. And therewith he made the sockets to the door of the tabernacle of the congregation and the brazen altar and the brazen grate for it and all the vessel of the altar and the socket of the court round and about and the socket of the court gate and all the pins of the tabernacle and all the pins of the court round and about 39, and the blue and purple scarlet, and of the blue and purple scarlet, they made clothes of service to do service in the holy place, and made the holy garment for Aaron, as the Lord commanded Moses, and he made the ephod of gold, blue and purple, and the scarlet in fine twine linen, and they did beat the gold into thin plates, and cut it into wires to work it in the blue and in the purple and in the scarlet and in the fine linen with cunning work. They made shoulder pieces for it to couple it together. By the two edge was it coupled together, and the curious girdle of his ephod that was upon it was the same according to the works thereof, of gold, blue, and purple, and scarlet, and fine twined linen, and the Lord commanded, as the Lord commanded Moses. And they wrought oxen stones and clothes of gold, graven as signet or graven with the names of the children of Israel. And he put them on the shoulders of the ephod, that they should be stones for a memorial to the children of Israel, as the Lord commanded Moses. And he made the breastplate of cunning works like the work of the ephod, of gold, blue, and purple, and scarlet, and fine twined linen. And it was foursquare. They made the breastplate double. A span was the length thereof, and a span the breadth thereof, being double. And they set it in four rows of stones. The first row was a sardius, a topaz, and a carbon. This was the first row. And the second row, an emerald, and sapphire, and a diamond. And the third row, a ligure, and a gate, and a emphasis. And the fourth row was beryl, a oxen, and a jasper. They were enclosed in ouches of gold in their enclosing. And the stones were according to the names of the children of Israel, 12 according to their names, like the engravings of the signet, everyone with his name according to the 12 tribes. And they made up on the breastplate chains at the ends of wreath work of pure gold. And they made 2 ounces of gold and 2 gold rings, and put the 2 rings in the 2 ends of the breastplate. And they put the 2 wreathing chains of gold and 2 rings on the end of the breastplate. And the 2 ends of the 2 wreathing chains they fastened in the 2 ouches and put them on the shoulder piece of the ephod before it. And they made 2 rings of gold and put them on the 2 ends of the breastplate upon the border of it, which was on the side of the ephod inward. And they made 2 other gold rings and put them on the 2 sides of the ephod underneath toward the fourth part of it, over against the other coupling thereof above the curious girdle of the ephod. And they did bind the breastplate by his ring unto the rings of the ephod with a lace of blue, that it might be above the curious girdle of the ephod, and that the breastplate might not be loose from the ephod, as the Lord commanded Moses. And he made the robe of the ephod of woven works, all of blue. And there was a hole in the midst of the robe, as the hole of a arbogon, with a band round about the hole, that it should not ring in. And they made upon the hems of the robe pomegranate of blue and purple and scarlet and twined linen. And they made bells of pure gold and put the bells between the pomegranate upon the hem of the robe, round about between the pomegranate, a bell and a pomegranate, a bell and a pomegranate, round and about the hem of the robe to minister in. So the Lord commanded Moses. And they made coats of fine linen, of woolen works for Aaron and for his sons, a mitre of fine linen, and goodly bonnets of fine linen, and linen breeches of fine twined linen, and a girdle of fine twined linen, and blue and purple and scarlet of needlework, as the Lord commanded Moses. And they made the plate of the holy crown of pure gold, and wrote upon it a writing like to the engravings of a signet, holiness to the Lord. And they tied upon it a lace of blue to fasten it upon, high up on the mitre, as the Lord commanded Moses. Thus was all the work of the tabernacle of the tent of the congregation sinners, and the children of Israel did according to all that the Lord commanded Moses, so did they. And they brought the tabernacle unto Moses, the tent of all his furnishing, his thatches, his board, his bars, his pillars, and his sockets, and the covering of ram skin dyed red, and the covering of badgers, and the veil of the covering, the ark of the testimony, and the staves thereof, and the mercy seat, the table, and all the vessels thereof, and the showbread, the pure candlestick with the lamps thereof, even with the lamps to be set in order, and all the vessels thereof, and the oil for light, and the golden altar, the anointing oil, and the sweet incense, and the hanging for the tabernacle door, and the brazen altar, and his grant of brass, his staves, and all the vessels, the laver, and his foot, the hanging of the court, his pillars, and his sockets, and the hanging for the court gate, his cords, and his pins, and all the vessels of the service of the tabernacle, for the tent of the congregation, the clothes of service to do service in the holy place, and the holy garment for Aaron the priest, and his son's garment to minister in the priest's office, according to all the Lord commanded Moses, so the children of Israel made all the work. And Moses did look up on all the work, and behold, they had done it as the Lord had commanded, and even so had they done it. And Moses blessed them. Chapter 40. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, on the first day of the first month shalt thou set up the tabernacle of tents of the congregation, thou, and thou shalt put therein the ark of the testimony, and cover the ark with the veil. And thou shalt bring in the tablet and set in order the things that are to be set in order on it, and thou shalt bring in the candlestick and the light of the lamps thereof, and thou shalt set the altar of gold for the incense before the ark of the testimony, and the hanging of the door to the tabernacle, and thou shalt set the altar of the burnt offering before the door of the tabernacle of the tent of the congregation, and thou shalt set the laver between the tent of the congregation and the altar, and shalt put water therein, and thou shalt set up the court round and about, and hang up the hanging at the court gate, and thou shalt take the anointing oil and anoint the tabernacle and all that is therein, and thou shalt hollow it and all the vessels thereof, and it shall be holy, and thou shalt anoint the altar of the burnt offering and all his vessels, and sanctify the altar, and it shall be a altar most holy, and thou shalt anoint the laver and his foot and sanctify it, and thou shalt bring Aaron and his sons unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation and wash them with water, and thou shalt put upon Aaron the holy garments and anoint him and sanctify him, that he may minister unto me in the priest's office, and thou shalt bring his sons and clothe them with coats, and thou shalt anoint them as they did thou didst anoint their father, that they may minister unto me in the priest's office, for their anointing shall surely be an everlasting priesthood throughout their generation. And thus did Moses, according to all that the Lord commanded him, so did he. And it came to pass in the first month, in the second year, on the first day of the month, that the tabernacle was reared up. And Moses reared up the tabernacle and fastened his sockets and set up the boards thereof and put in bars thereof and reared up his pillars, and he spread it abroad the tent over the tabernacle and put the covering of the tent above upon it as the Lord commanded Moses, and he took and put the testimony into the ark and set the staves on the ark and put the mercy seat up above upon the ark. And he brought the ark into the tabernacle and set up the veil of the covering commanded Moses. And he put the tablet in the tent of the congregation upon the side of the tabernacle northward without the veil. And he set the bread in order on it before the Lord, as the Lord had commanded Moses. He put the candlestick in the tent of the congregation over against the table on the side of the tabernacle southward. And he lighted the lamps before the Lord, as the Lord commanded Moses. And he put the golden altar in the tent of the congregation before the veil. And he burnt sweet incense thereon, as the Lord commanded Moses. And he set up hanging at the door of the tabernacle. He put the altar of burnt offerings by the door of the tabernacle of the tent of the congregation, and offered up on it the burnt offerings and the meat offering, as the Lord commanded Moses. He set up laver between the tent and of the congregation and the altar, and put water there to wash withal. And Moses and Aaron and his sons washed their hands and their feet, the reek, when they went into the tent of the congregation. And when they came near unto the altar, they washed as the Lord commanded Moses. And he reared up the court around and about the tabernacle and the altar, and set up the hanging of the court gate. So Moses finished the work. Then a cloud covered the tent of the congregation, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. And Moses was not able to enter into the tent of the congregation, because the cloud abode thereon, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. And when the cloud was taken up from over the tabernacle, the children of Israel went onward in all their journey. But if the cloud were not taken up, then they journeyed not till the day that it was taken up. For the cloud of the Lord was upon the tabernacle by day, and the fire was on it by night. And, in the sight of all the house of Israel throughout all their journey.
Amen. Just give me a minute. Let me get fixed back up here. Okay. Okay, I gotta pull my questions up, y'all, because my daughter sent them to me. Okay, we on 30, chapter 38. Come back here when you go. Don't play with me, man. I know it's two of you. Wait a minute, y'all. Wait a minute. Okay, I'm just going. I don't see number one. Wait a minute. I know it's two of them because I saw it earlier. Anyway, can somebody just read them? Okay. Chapter 38.
All right. Question number one. Who made the altar of burnt offering, the bronze layer, the bronze?
You say who made it?
Who made the altar of burnt offering? Can you hear me?
Yeah. Who made the altar of burnt offering?
The bronze laver and the court of the tabernacle.
Do anybody know who made that?
Was it Bezalel?
Mm-hmm. I can't pronounce these names. Wait a minute.
Oholab. Aholab.
Yeah. Bezalel, and those other names that you mentioned, that's who made it. Mm-hmm. How many questions is it in 38?
It's 2 and 38 and 2 and 39. Number two, okay. What part in the construction of the tabernacle did Aholab have, or Oholab? Oholab.
Oholah was an engraver and a cunning workman and an embroiderer.
Right.
And Bezalel, he just kind of seen, I guess he was an overseer or a manager, supervisor, whatever you want to call it, because he seen, overseen everything, and he made everything. But this other name, Aholab, he's from the tribe of Dan. He was an engraver and a cunning worker. Okay, let's go to 39.
All right. Okay, 39, question one. What other items did Aholab make? What other items did he make? That's in chapter 39.
Okay, let me see.
Did he make the ox bones? Let me see.
He probably did. Let me see. I think he made the stones that went into the ephod.
Set in the setting of gold.
He was an engraver, for sure.
Right. So that was a part of that engraving, those onyx stones. And he, okay, I can't get ahead.
Go ahead. Well, you can ask the other question, too, and we can just discuss it.
And what did the plates on the Holy Crown have inscribed on it?
Holiness to the Lord. Okay. And they made a coat of linen. Okay, let me see. I know he made that because it was engraved. He was an engraver.
Verse 6. I think he. I think what it's saying is that he engraved the names of the.
The children of Israel. And he put them on the shoulders of the ephod. That they should be stones for a memorial to the children of Israel, as the Lord commanded. But he also, and he engraved that holiness to the Lord. That's on the fourth roll.
It was the 12 tribes. It was the 12 tribes name that he embroidered on there, right? Okay.
So let's go to 40, and we'll just talk about it until it's time for these next 20, 25 minutes.
All right. Number 1A, where was the Ark of the Testimony to be placed? Was it, let me see.
In the tabernacle of the tent of the congregation. The second verse. The tent of the congregation. And thou shalt put, it says, on the first day of the first month shalt thou set up the tabernacle of tents of congregation. And thou shalt put therein the ark of the testimony and cover the ark with the veil.
That's question B.
Okay.
That what divided the Ark of the Testimony from the tabernacle?
And thou shalt set the altar of gold for
pour the incense before the ark of the testimony and put the hanging of the door to the tabernacle. Wait a minute. And thou shalt set the altar of the burnt offerings therefore the offering before the door of the tabernacle of the tents of the congregation. And thou shalt set the laver between the tent of the congregation and the altar, and shall put water therein. So that's what you was asking.
Yes, ma'am. With the laver.
Okay.
Okay. See, what was placed next outside the Ark of the Testimony? What was placed next outside the Ark of the Testimony?
Outside the testimony.
Yes, ma'am. Outside the Ark of the Testimony, what was placed next? Let me see what I got. Was it the table?
And when he took and put the testimony into the ark, he said outside the ark, right? And he spread about the tent over the tabernacle and put the covering of the tent above upon it as the Lord commanded. And he took and put the testimony into the ark and set the stage on the ark and put the mercy seat above upon the ark. But it says outside of it, right?
Place next. Outside the Ark of the Testimony. Like outside, like on the door? He said he set up the hanging at the door of the tabernacle. And he put the burnt offering by the door of the tabernacle of the tent of the congregation and offered up on it the burnt offerings and the meat offerings as the Lord commanded Moses.
Mm-hmm. Outside, that was the next thing. Because in verse 5 it says, and thou shalt set the altar of gold for the incense before the ark of the testimony and put the hanging of the door to the tabernacle, and thou shalt set the altar of the burnt offering before the door of the tabernacle. I guess that might have been next up.
Okay.
Now listen, it was the water to put in the lava. You know what I'm saying? That was outside. The only other thing I could say, the next thing might have been the water. Outside the door. Okay, what's the next question?
Where was the altar of incense placed? I think she just read that.
Mm-hmm.
Where was the altar of incense placed?
Okay, and let me see.
Do this like sound like this right? And he put the golden altar in the tent of the congregation before the veil, and he burnt sweet incense thereon, as the Lord commanded Moses.
And he set up the hanging at the door of the tabernacle, and he put the altar burnt off offerings at the door of the tabernacle of the tent of the congregation and offered it up as a burnt offering and the meat offering, the Lord, as the Lord commanded Moses. So, and he burnt sweet incense thereof. And he put the golden altar in the tent of the congregation. It was in the tent of the congregation before the veil, and he burnt sweet incense. So that's where the sweet incense was, in the altar, in the golden altar in the tent of the congregation.
Okay. All right. E, where was the altar of burnt offering placed?
In the tent of the congregation. Wait a minute.
All right.
Let me make sure.
The altar of burnt offering. Okay.
Say it again.
Where was the altar of burnt offerings placed? Where was the altar of burnt offering placed?
Okay. And he put the altar of the burnt offerings by the door of the tabernacle of the tent of the congregation and offered up on it the burnt offering and the meat offering as the Lord commanded Moses. Ain't that what you just said?
That's right.
Did you say that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Where was the burnt offering placed? Else, where was the bronze laver placed? The bronze laver placed. Where was it placed?
And he set the laver between the tent of the congregation and the altar and put water therein to wash withal.
Amen.
Between the tent of the congregation and the altar.
Laver. All right.
Mm-hmm.
When was the tabernacle raised up? Number two, when was the tabernacle raised up?
Okay, let me see. When was it raised up?
Yes. When was the tabernacle raised up?
Okay, let me see.
Is reared up the same thing as raised up?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
What? Don't he say, and he reared up the court around about the tabernacle and the altar, and set up the hanging of the court gate. So Moses finished the work.
It's verse 17. And it came to pass in the first month, in the second year, on the first day of the month, that the tabernacle was reared up, and Moses reared up the tabernacle and fastened his prophets and set up. Okay.
All
next
right.
Question.
When did the children of Israel know the journey, know to journey forward? When did the children of Israel know to journey forward?
That's when the cloud covered the tent. Let me see.
When the cloud was taken up from over the tabernacle, the children of Israel went onward in all their journeys.
Mm-hmm.
When the cloud was taken up from over the tabernacle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Last question. How long did it take to make the tabernacle of meetings?
A meeting? Did it say that in here?
That's what the question says. So how long did it take to make the tabernacle of meeting or congregation, I guess?
of the congregation.
But it says on the question, it says meeting.
That's the last question.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't even remember reading that.
Let me see.
I don't remember reading that. Probably 40 years. That's how long they stayed in the wilderness.
Uh-huh.
That's what I, 40 years. Mm-hmm. I think it's 40 years. Yep.
Wow.
They stayed in the wilderness 40 years, you know that.
Right.
Yeah, I think it was 40 years that he brought them out. And it's so important. We don't read on down this where the sons of Aaron is gonna do wrong and stuff like that. It's gonna get much better and much more interesting because of these young men and what they're gonna want to do and stuff like that, just like young men do, you know. But that chapter 39, it mostly talked about the holy garments of the high priest. All that, they was making holy garments for the high priest. And then on it, it said something that he wrote on there about the holiness unto the Lord on their garment. Or they prayed. Because most of the time when you get your robe or your prayer shawl or whatever it is, you're supposed to pray over those things and do it unto God, you know, do it unto the Lord. So that's what they did, and that's what we should go by, especially when we have just bought something like that for the, you know, to wear as representing God. We should always pray unto the Lord. And then you ought to keep them in like a holy place. Like I don't have my robes in down in my prayer room, but I have my prayer shawls, my little hats that go on my head, my anointing oil, all this just on the table down there in the prayer room. But we ought to be able to have a place where we can put our garments. For the Lord, it's important that they don't just get mixed up with any kind of clothes that you've worn any and everywhere, you know, because it's holy unto the Lord, that kind of stuff is. Mm-hmm. Does anyone have any questions or anything that you want to talk about and something like that? Because the next week, I guess we won't start Thursday, but we'll start Tuesday. I hate to not to start Thursday because we didn't miss already 2 days. I think we better start Thursday, just going on into Leviticus and just take, you know, the first two chapters in Leviticus on Thursday. But how God, it just doesn't, I'm not going to say it's amazing because I know God can do anything, but how he not only give us spiritual gifts, he give us gifts to do things. People don't think so. Things that you don't have to go to school for because God God that already gave it to you. That's how a lot of things that was created here, like the light bulb and all this kind of, you know, electricity and stuff, and a lot of other things that black people, God gave them knowledge to make. The other people took credit for it, but God gave them knowledge to make. And it's, I mean, just like he did those boys, I ain't gonna even try to Bezalel and the other one. He gave them engraving abilities when they didn't even know what engraving was. You know, they just took some and started engraving and used them with them oxy stones and all them different stones and stuff. That's such a blessing. And when you find a person, and it's so many of them that have gifts that they don't even know they have, that they can just do with their hands, create things with their hands. And some people have gifts of talent, just singing and speaking and doing all kind of things, you know, writing and stuff like that that God has given us and given you, and you should be using it not just for money-wise, but for his glory as well. If I had a talent, if I had one, I would use it for the glory of God. He better not let me get no voice. He better not, because, honey, I sing, honey, until the glory cloud fall down on the ground, honey, and cover all of us. I sure would, whatever it is, because God give us these things for a reason and to be used for a reason and a purpose. So amazing how he give even little children, they know things. Like these babies these days that's coming out, like Brandon, little baby, she already cooing. She been here almost 2 months. She already cooing back at people. It's so scary because they coming here already with a lot of knowledge. Like Kino, coming here with a lot of knowledge, these little bitty children. These are the kind of gifts that's going to be walking around here at the Y. They're going to already know and be ready for stuff. They ain't nobody going to have to teach them, prime them, and all that kind of stuff. They're going to already know and be ready. Don't worry about that. Somebody calling in on the first wave from Texas. But, and it's such a blessing to see the gifts that we all don't think we have gifts, but every last one of us have gifts from God, and not just spiritual gifts. The spiritual gifts, especially the prophetic gifts, if you don't know, you won't know. But the prophetic gift is more so what you think is you, but it's God telling you, putting it on your mind. But it's so many other things like discernment and the gifts of prayer and the gifts of faith and just all kind of gifts God can give us. A lot of people have a gift to encourage people, you know, to bless people. You know, it's just been good to us, and we don't realize, you know, just like these millionaires, they think they did it, but they didn't. God did it. He allowed it. He allowed it. And some of them just as humble and stuff, but you got some that's got a really, really big head. So it's been a blessing to see how God just way back then, 2,000 years ago, he was giving people, over 2,000 years ago, he was giving people these kind of talents back then. It's amazing. He's still doing it. How you can take a little bitty something and make something big out of it. You know, even with the slaves and stuff, everything, the white people kept everything. And then when we got something we could eat, like chitlins, they wanted to know them. He wanted pig ears and stuff. Stuff that they didn't really want, we took and make it tasted good to us. and made it smell good and stuff and taste good, you know, and they took them and started selling them. We just went and got them out the trash when they killed the hog. We just got the leftovers. I'm had the priest say about them leftovers. Because, man, I was sitting there one day thinking about how you can take somebody old stuff, turn into a millionaire. The leftovers. And, man, anyone have any questions before we get off? Amen. I appreciate you all getting on tonight. I know I wasn't ready, and it's just like a challenge to me. But I thank and praise God for this opportunity to be on the radio broadcast tonight. And thank God for each one of you for being on there and stuff. So we're not going to hold you. No, everybody a little busy, but we're going to get ready to get off. Father, we just thank you tonight for this word, God. We just thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor on tonight, God. We thank you for opening up our minds, opening up our hearts to receive your word, God. And we thank you for explaining and letting us see what you're meaning by all of this, God. We just thank you tonight. I ask you to bless everyone under the sound of my voice, God. Bless their families, their children, God, their whole family, God, in the name of Jesus. We just ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. We just thank and praise God again. I'm just going to get ready to, I ain't even going back upstairs. I'm going to get ready to leave and go home. I just thank God for me being here. But y'all be praying for me. Mm-hmm. And again, I'll be back on in the morning on the Facebook Live with morning prayer. And God going to fix that thing in a minute. Okay. God bless y'all. Thank y'all for coming on. Y'all keep me in your prayers.
Amen.
God bless
Good night.
You.
I love you.
You. Good night.
God bless you. Love you too. Good night. God bless you.
Love you.
Come on now.